For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, guys, welcome back. Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Of course, you know what this weekend is. It's WrestleMania weekend, baby. The Super Bowl of sports entertainment. The sports entertainment spectacular WrestleMania 41 at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas Saturday and Sunday night. But in between all that, you've got the Hall of Fame and you've got WWE Friday Night SmackDown on USA Network. And you will see my guy and our friend Byron Saxton, Burke, Virginia native. And he's with us from Las Vegas on the Team 980. Byron, as always, great to have you, my friend. And it's great to see you. Thanks for making time for us.
Chris, thank you. And number one, incredible intro. I have goosebumps. I feel like Dwayne Johnson right now, like hearing your intro for me and WrestleMania. So now I'm pumped. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go to SmackDown like right now.
Dude, you're running through a brick wall. And again, I so appreciate you making time for us because I know you got a busy schedule. And let's start with that. I know you were already at an event on Thursday. You've got Friday night SmackDown tonight, the Hall of Fame. So this is a really long day. So I appreciate you getting up with us and making some time for us. What is WrestleMania week like for Byron Saxton? I mean, how crazy is it compared to, Royal Rumble week or SummerSlam week or any other normal, I guess, week?
It's a super slamming week, Chris. No, in all seriousness, it's not too crazy in the grand scheme of things for me. Mm-hmm. However, compared to all those other events you talk about, it's night and day. I'll start from the fan aspect. It's WrestleMania. So it's a congregation of wrestling fans. It's like a big family reunion for everyone who loves professional wrestling. So when you walk the streets, when you're in the hotel, there are fans literally everywhere. Now you go to certain cities and certain events, and we get our fans who are sitting in the hotel or whatnot, but this is next level. You're driving down the strip and you see so many championship belts around people's waist, t-shirts. So from that perspective, completely different. Also from a scheduling perspective, you mentioned, hey, we got Friday Night SmackDown. We have the Hall of Fame. We have two nights of WrestleMania. But there are so many events throughout the community that we do throughout the week. So that's what really increases the workload. But it's a rush, man, because it's so much that's packed into such a small period of time. But I wouldn't trade it for the world.
So I saw you, I think it's been since WrestleMania in Philadelphia last, after the two-night extravaganza in Philadelphia last year, and we got a chance to catch up and talk a little bit, and I know you were busy meeting with fans and people that you know. You're so popular, obviously, and you do an incredible job with the WWE Universe, but And I know it's early in the week and you still have all of these events coming up and you just described some of the scene. How would you compare, I don't know, a city like Philadelphia, which is an ardent sports town, but a big wrestling area, to Las Vegas, which is so used to these big mega events like WrestleMania?
I'll use the example of my Uber driver. Normally, if they were in Philadelphia, WrestleMania is the biggest show in town. You know, and so it's, there's no kind of deviation in, you know, well, why are you here? What are you doing? When you come to Vegas, they know about WrestleMania, but you very well could be here doing a show, or you could right. be, you know, going to a concert, because there's so many different options. So I think that's the cool part, especially if you're a fan and you're coming to Las Vegas for WrestleMania, but you can attend not only our events, but literally Vegas doesn't stop. It's a 24-hour town. So there are some wrestling shows that'll start at that are not affiliated with us, but they're here promoting just because right. why not? There's fans everywhere. Sure. They'll start at 11 o'clock at midnight, and they know the fan base is going to be there. And then after that, they can go and hit up a buffet because they're all still open.
Just, you know, I got to watch when I go to Vegas that I don't hit up too many buffets, because they are dangerous. They are dangerous, no doubt about it. Byron Saxton, WWE, with us. Burke, Virginia native. We'll get to that. Of course, been on the show before, if you remember. We will touch on that. And also, Chomp Chomp, the Florida Gators. He is a proud alum. They are the defending now national champions of the college basketball world. All right, so this weekend, as we mentioned, so many different events. What is your favorite part of WrestleMania week? Is it the actual two-night event now, because we switched to that a couple of years ago? Is it the Hall of Fame? Is it Friday Night SmackDown setting it all up? Is it Monday Night Raw to kind of cap it all off? Like, how do you, from a fan and from also somebody who obviously works in this industry and does such a tremendous job, what is the favorite part of this week?
For me, the most gratifying part are the community events. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we'll get them with Royal Rumble, with SummerSlam. But to my point earlier, we don't see this many in a row. So, you know, last night we were on Fremont Street doing a WWE 2K25. Promotion. We had Carmelo Hayes and Meechan playing each other, and the fans were right there. And then we set up a meet and greet with a bunch of fans afterwards and brought a few fans on stage. So those moments, I wish we had more of them, but that's really the most gratifying part, because it allows you to really see who is supporting your product, who's passionate about your product, just as much as we are on this side of it. And it's such a whirlwind, but man, just meeting so many people, so many places. I know we were going to touch on it later, but I'm going to touch on it now in case I forget. Last night, I met a fan from Burke, Virginia.
There you go.
That almost never happens. And then 20 minutes later, I met another fan from Fairfax.
Oh, no kid.
and that's what I'm talking about. That, I mean, if we're in the DMV, obviously people from that area, but to be in Vegas at WrestleMania and to meet someone who's from the town that I grew up in, it's like, oh. Dude, like, this is amazing.
That's so awesome.
You can't write that.
That's so awesome. I love that. And you're right. I mean, we'll obviously touch on it in a little bit, because I know you're very proud of your home area and where you grew up in Burke, Virginia, as I mentioned. WWE's Byron Saxton with us from WrestleMania week in Las Vegas. Nice enough to carve out some time for us. So looking at the two-night card, I mean, obviously it'll end with Cody and John Cena. And everybody was shocked, of course, at what happened at Elimination Chamber with The Rock and John Cena. Who could have seen that coming, Byron? Oh,
Not I.
I can see some things coming. I did not see that coming. What do you make of John Cena on the retirement tour turning heel and siding with The Rock after Cody told him to go basically, you know, what he told him in Toronto? That was an unbelievable moment and experience. And then Cena comes into the press conference and he does the mic drop and all that stuff.
It's a fascinating curveball to witness up close. John Cena will go down as one of the greatest superstars ever in our industry. Surefire Hall of Famer, currently 16-time world heavyweight champion. And when John Cena made the announcement that this was going to be his final year in wrestling, I thought that was awesome. because it gave us a chance to celebrate all his accomplishments and all his contributions to our industry.
Right.
With that said, this John Cena is not what we were expecting to see.
Right.
But it's made, I don't know about you, Chris, but it's made for some pretty intriguing television to kind of hear John share his thoughts in this mode, in his heel mode or the mode of darkness or whatever you want to call it. So heading into WrestleMania, it just adds, like, Cena versus Cody was going to be an amazingly highly anticipated match from the start. But now this new attitude of John Cena, is he going to win his 17th world title? Is he going to break Ric Flair's record? What is he willing to do now that he's a little bad, a little evil? You know, it's just, but that's great. Because, like, you, the more questions you have heading into a match, like, right, the more emotionally invested you are.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. Friday night SmackDown tonight at T-Mobile Arena in Vegas. You will see WWE's Byron Saxton as part of that coverage and as well throughout the weekend on Peacock. Make sure you get your subscription to Peacock if you don't already have it. Both nights of WrestleMania on Peacock, which of course is part of the NBC family. So I'm so intrigued by some of the other big matches besides, obviously, John Cena and Cody Rhodes, and that will be the walk-off again on Sunday night. The Saturday night walk-off will be Roman Reigns, the OTC, Seth Rollins, and, of course, CM Punk with Paul Heyman hanging in the balance. I wanted to ask you this because you get to obviously work with these guys behind the scenes, on camera, what have you. I love this whole dangling of the carrot of what Paul Heyman's role in all of this is going to be. It's added so much juice for me from an already great match with three great performers and all the different angles that you can go. But Paul Heyman and the way he sells things and the way he operates has just added a lot of intrigue for me. I assume for you?
Without question. Paul Heyman is a genius. If you have followed any aspect of his career from the days, really, he started off as a ringside photographer. You know, back in the days of Pro Wrestling Illustrated and all that, he was, you know, capturing all the action and, of course, going on to having a managerial career, promoting ECW, commentary. He has run the gamut. His contributions continue to be just massive in our industry. Now, when you factor Paul into this main event, Paul publicly said, just because I'm loyal to my best friend does not mean I'm disloyal to my tribal chief. Paul Heyman says that. Is Paul Heyman going to do that in the main event? The first time CM Punk has main evented a WrestleMania, I'm with you. I'm sitting there and I'm going, I think I know what might happen, but I'm not really sure what might happen, but I'm going to be sitting there as a fan. And I'm going to ride that emotional roller coaster like everybody else.
How does that work for WrestleMania itself? Because I don't know exactly what your role during the show is going to be, but you're backstage and doing whatever you got to do. Are you watching on a monitor? Are you peeking through curtains and through the gorilla position? How does that work for Byron Saxton so that you can see and be a part of the magic?
All the above and some. So I watch as much of the show as I can. If I'm not being called for interviewing duties or stuff for our digital platforms, and that can be a weird balancing act because right. I'm still a fan.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, so I might be in the middle of watching a match, and then I get called to, hey, you got to interview this superstar. And I'm like, okay, just let me see like two more minutes. All right, we'll do the interview. But yeah, it's just you're trying to keep tabs on the whole show because usually I do the post show press conference as well. So just from a knowledge standpoint, I need to know essentially what went down that night. Now, when it comes to WrestleMania, that's such a unique event that I always make sure I find a moment where I can walk out into the stadium, just feel the energy of the crowd. Because it's once a year that we well twice a year technically because it's two nights that we get to experience it. But there's something so special in the air, especially when you're talking about fans who travel from all over the world. They have their various chants, various opinions, but they're all vocal. And, like, nothing replaces that energy. Like, The Rock oftentimes talks about that. You know, he can be on a gazillion Hollywood sets. But when you walk out in front of that live crowd, there is something visceral that just ignites your insides. And so just to experience a few seconds of that, if I can, is one of my WrestleMania traditions.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tap. For a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You mentioned at the beginning of this that my intro gave you goosebumps like The Rock. You just gave me goosebumps because I was lucky enough to be at WrestleMania 40 last year in Philadelphia, and it was freezing, man. And there's nothing like a Philadelphia crowd, quite honestly. New York, you know, Boston, big Chicago, Washington, D.C., certainly among that mix. But, man, there's nothing like a WrestleMania crowd. And Allegiant Stadium is going to be jam-packed, obviously, over the next couple of nights. Before we get to one thing about the Commanders and your Florida Gators, when you get to the – like tonight, SmackDown, USA Network, T-Mobile Arena, 3 hours, the night before WrestleMania – do you know who you're going to be interviewing, like, now? Or is that, hey, when I report to the arena, I get told what I'm going to be doing?
Yeah, generally speaking, for the most part, it's not till I get to the arena. I might get a heads up maybe the night before, but our industry is so fluid that even if there is a potential set plan, things could change. So you really learn just to be a chameleon and learn to adapt as you go.
No doubt. Byron Saxton, WWE from Las Vegas. Before we run out of time here, because I want to, you know, I don't want to take too much of your time, but I so appreciate you. As I've mentioned.
Hey, actually, you're good right now because I got to work leg shortly and I don't want to do leg day. So you're allowing me to prolong the misery that awaits me.
And you told me that you had your granola and everything, right? For breakfast. You're so healthy. It's just mind boggling.
So on a sidetrack here, one of my biggest struggles when I came to Vegas is that there was no fridge in my hotel room.
Oh no.
And I'm a big routine guy, sometimes to a fault. So every morning before, whether it's SmackDown or PLE or whatever, in my hotel room, I have 12 hard-boiled eggs and 1 to 2 cups of oatmeal with just a little sprinkle of granola, as you mentioned. So when I got here, I went to Whole Foods and I got all my hard-boiled eggs. Then I get to my hotel room, and surprise, surprise, there's no refrigerator.
Oh, no.
Dagger. And that almost sent me into a mass panic. And thanks to a certain angel at the front desk, I have my fridge, I have my hard-boiled eggs, and I've been able to continue my tradition of maybe an excessive amount of eggs.
I was going to say, I'm just trying to wrap my arms around 12 hard boiled. That's every morning?
No, when I'm at home, I do 14.
Oh, okay.
All right. We downsize when I'm on the road.
Yeah, right. You just crank it up a notch, right? Okay, yeah. I got you. My goodness. I love hard boiled eggs.
You should try it, Chris. You should try it. Like, give me a week of 12 hard-boiled eggs every morning.
See, that's why Byron Saxton looks like an Adonis and why I look like, well, me. All right. So I mentioned Burke, Virginia. I know how proud you are of the DMV. Every time you come back, I love what you put on Instagram. You put a welcome to Virginia for lovers sign, you know, all that stuff. I know how proud you are of your hometown. Byron Saxton has made it big time in WWE and professional wrestling, but I know you've never forgotten where you come from. Why is Burke, Virginia, the DMV, so important to you as a person?
It's home. You know, oftentimes people say, hey, I'm just a kid from so-and-so, and I'm just a kid from Burke, Virginia. But I think as a child, you know, this was always my goal since I was 4 years old, to get into professional wrestling, to become a wrestler, become an announcer, to travel this road that I've traveled. And even as a kid, I remember in my basement, I would record matches using me against the pillow for my makeshift promotion called the Kids Wrestling Federation. Of course, it was a one-man band kind of deal, so I was the ring announcer, I was the commentator, and I was the wrestler all at once. But I was always so proud to announce myself from Burke, Virginia. And then when I got to FCW, or Florida Championship Wrestling, which was WWE's previous developmental system, I was so proud to be announced from Burke, Virginia. And to this day, I always talk about it because I look at it this way. Number one, I'm very proud of where I came from. That set up the foundation for who I am. But there are little boys and girls in Burke, Virginia, who are going to grow up to want to become professional wrestlers one day as well, or become announcers or commentators, or do something else in this lovely world, any industry. And I want them to know that it's possible. It doesn't matter where you come from. If you have that dream, hold on to it. You can pursue it. So, you know, I love talking about Burke. I love going back to the DMV. That there's always a special place in my heart. It feels warm. It feels comfortable. And it also reminds me of how far I've come. And I never want to lose track of that.
That's awesome. I'm so glad we've gotten to develop a friendship here and a relationship. You've been so good to me. I got one last thing for you before we cut you loose. And again, Byron Saxton, WWE, WrestleMania, Las Vegas, Saturday, Sunday on Peacock, but watch him tonight.
You got it, Chris. You got to give me a little more oomph on Las Vegas. Okay. Like I said, you did a great job.
City. How about
City, Las Vegas? Give me a little Elvis.
Viva Las Vegas.
There we go.
All right, there we go. I was kind of doing a little Roman Reigns. I don't know if you know this. We start every day on the show with Roman Reigns, Washington, D.C. Acknowledge me. Right. And then we start hour number two with Cody Rhodes, Washington, D.C. What do you want to talk about, right?
I love it.
You know, we never forget the WWE, and we never forget you. But one last thing. This has been an awesome year away from the ring and away from WWE for Byron Saxton because, you mentioned, growing up in Burke, Virginia, I know you're a big Commanders fan. Jaden Daniels and the Commanders made it. Ah, there it is. Attaboy.
I just happened to have this sitting in my hotel room. I don't know how it got here, but perfectly on cue, here it is. My Commanders t-shirt. Speaking
there
to Chris.
You go. With what is that? A DMV underneath the Washington Commanders? Is that what it
there
says?
Is.
Okay. I love it. I love it. For everybody watching on video, you see my guy Byron Saxton with his Washington Commanders burgundy DMV shirt in his hotel room in Las Vegas and a kiss. But also, not only that, see, you're flying high, my friend, because you are a proud Florida alum and your Gators chomp, chomp, chomp are back on top in college basketball national champions. How about this run for you, man?
The air just feels a little sweeter, right? It's almost like, so when you have iced tea, plain, regular, tastes good, it hydrates you. But then when you take a little sprinkle of sugar in there, not too much, just enough, and that sugar touches your tongue and your taste buds start tingling, you realize, wow, I really enjoy this feeling. And that's how I feel about my Gators, national champions in college basketball, the Commanders who have had like a mind-blowing season. Like, who saw Jaden Daniels and an NFC championship run coming? Like, come on. You know, we've gotten used to this feeling of we're loyal and we love our team, but a certain sense of apathy, a certain sense of lowered expectations. Mm-hmm. And the next you know, this guy's throwing out Hail Marys against Chicago. He's throwing out an 86-yard pass, you know, against Dallas. And you're going, this is almost, and I hate to say this because I don't want to jinx it, it's almost Brady-esque in the sense that if you gave Tom Brady a two-minute drill, you knew he was going to do something with it. When we have 2 minutes to operate, I like my heart's not racing. I actually feel comfortable. I'm like, Jane Daniels is ice cold. He is a rookie with ice in his veins, and we're going to be all right.
Some might say he's stone cold.
I like what you did there, but you're bringing back some rough memories for me because remember Stone Cold Steve Austin stunned me at WrestleMania a couple years ago.
I do remember that, Byron. I was not going to bring that up, but
that was your roundabout way of doing it. I know what you were thinking, Chris. I know exactly what you were trying to do. But no, seriously, I'm on cloud nine right now. And now all I need is for my Gators. We got a stellar crew coming in. DJ Lagway leading our football team. If we can make a run, I'm not going to talk national title. Okay. I'm going to temper my expectations, but I'm going to say if we can make the playoffs this coming year in college football, it's a successful season.
You're doing all right. I mean, the national championship in college basketball, your football team won 12 regular season games, made it to the NFC championship game. I know you and I talked in the freezing when I was in the freezing cold outside of Ford Field in Detroit, and I couldn't believe that they won that game and dominated that game. It's been such a long time to feel good about all of these things, but you deserve it, man. I'll just end it like this. You deserve everything good that comes to you. You are an awesome, awesome human being. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I see the way you interact with people. I see the love that they give to you. I see the love that you return. Again, selfishly, you've been really, really, really good to me. And I appreciate that. And you're making time for us. And you're just a good human being. And that's most important to me. So I love you.
Chris, you're going to make me tear up before leg day. Like, come on, man.
Sorry, I get a little emotional
I'm
too.
I'm supposed to be angry right now and intense.
Hey, watch out before I sick stone cold on you again tonight at the Hall of Fame.
All right, those are fighting words. We'll leave it there. Stay less.
Well, listen, have a blast out there. I'll try not to drive you crazy with texts, but thank you so much for doing this. You're awesome. And again, all the best to you guys. I'll be watching every step of the way. I can't wait. Hall of Fame, Friday Night SmackDown, WrestleMania two nights, everything in between. My guy Byron Saxton, WWE, Burke, Virginia native, Commanders fan, Gators fan, chomp, chomp, chomp. And away we go.
And away we go, Chris. Thank you. I love you, man. And I'm just going to put it out there in the universe, okay, for everyone to digest. How does this sound? WrestleMania in the DMV.
At RFK.
I mean,
where they're closing in on a new stadium deal.
Right? It just seems like the stars are starting to align.
You know what? If that happens, not that anybody would want to see this, Byron, I would let you stun me in the middle of the ring.
You what?
Yeah, I would.
Let me stun you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just bam, absolutely. Like that.
Yeah, just kick me in the onions and away we go.
Oh, you have made an offer that I'm not going to forget.
My God. Byron Saxton, appreciate you, my friend. Thank you so much. Much love to you, and have a great weekend. Thank you so much for doing this.
Back at you, Chris. Thanks for having me on, man.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two.
and enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.